Our country has never had a poet laureate, probably, who is so ambivalent about the job as Donald Hall. He only went to his office once. Hall has never fit in well with convention. Decades ago, he quit his job as a tenured professor and was a huge success as a freelance writer and poet. At 86, he's still writing, but seems to have left poetry behind. His new book is called Essays After 80. Donald Hall, welcome to the program.
Hello. Good to talk with you.
So you write that you say you have stopped writing poetry.
Yes.
When did you stop, and how did it come on in that way?
Oh, I guess it was about 3 years ago, and I realized I didn't have it anymore, and it's just getting old. I think you need higher testosterone levels to write poetry than I have at the moment, but fortunately, I can still write prose.
Was it unnerving, you know, to lose that?
No, because it was gradual. I had the sense of poetry fading on me, or me fading on poetry, for several years. And then I would think, no, this is good. And then 6 months later, it wasn't so good. And so I saw it coming. I didn't really see these essays coming, and I'm very glad they came.
How is that different? Why is it you can do that? Because the prose is awfully poetic. It's pretty beautiful.
I know. Sorry. I think it is too. But
you're allowed to be immodest, I think.
Yes, modesty is my strong suit. But prose is not so dependent on sound. The line of poetry with the breaking of the line. And to me, it's sound is the kind of doorway into poetry. And that, my sense of sound, or my ability to control it, lapsed or grew less. I still use it in prose, but the unit is the paragraph. I had 60 years of writing poetry. I should complain, you know.
Well, you're writing these essays about that sensuality of poetry. You have this great line that the most erotic poem in English is Paradise Lost.
I like that line. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, explain that for us.
Oh, the Milton's beauty of sound and sensuality. It is all a pleasure of the mouth saying it. Paradise Lost, as we know, it is almost a Puritan poem, but not in the mouth. It's not a Puritan poem.
You've been doing poetry readings for a very long time now.
I know. I wish I had some notion of how many. I don't really.
You have a pretty funny story about how your age has affected how your audiences respond to your readings.
Yes,
they gave you kind of the wrong idea about one poem.
That's right. That's right. I began a reading off with a new poem, which eventually turned out to be no good, but I had hoped it was. And it was thinking about what my grandfather would think now to see me. And when I read the poem, I just entered on the stage, sort of creeping, you know, and bent over and so on. And after that poem, there was a pause, and then there was a standing ovation, and I couldn't believe it. What a wonderful poem I must have written. But no, they felt as if they had seen, I think I wrote, a cadaver gifted with speech. And they were applauding me, at least partly because they knew they'd never see me again.
This book, it's titled Essays After 80.
Right.
You're an old guy now.
Yeah.
People, I think, especially in this country, are terrified of aging. But you write that death has kind of become boring for you.
Yeah, it's strange. I really feel better about aging at the age of 86 than I did at 70. And I cannot drive. I can't walk except by pushing a rollator. But I feel a great deal of energy and excitement, and obviously death is ahead of me. I don't look forward to dying one little bit, but, you know, I simply don't worry about it because it's going to happen to me as it does to anybody.
Is the survival of your poetry, does that give you some immortality?
At some point in this book, I said that I expect my immortality to cease about 7 minutes after my funeral. I've seen so many poets who were famous, who won all sorts of prizes, disappear with their death. I write as good as I can and don't try to turn that into some hope for a future that I could never know. But I've had some people tell me that they knew they were great and that they would live in literature forever. And my response is to pat them on the back and say, maybe you'll feel better tomorrow.
Donald Hall is one of America's greatest poets. His new prose collection, Essays After 80, is out now. Donald Hall, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you. Good.